Tam skaten a wow na wagu maganak Dallas waskat na tsigasun ekwa.
Fun word is tsigaso yan. Welcome back to the second part of our today's Cree Chatter Hour. This beautiful freezing nisto gisagao ekwa. You know, we were talking about how Dallas took those words nichi kiseno ekwa nichi kisenis, and he's been using them for like the past few weeks, almost a month, eh?
About a month now.
And now I think it's safe to say that you own those words, but
yeah. Yeah, I was going to say that. I own those words now.
I think it's really cool. One thing that I like to do, especially when it comes to the language and the learning part of the show, is giving little phrases or words that other people might pick up on. And maybe it sparks an interest with you, and that's what you want to share. So I think for my what I'd like to go over today is just a few cool little one-word phrases that I think people could use. And, you know, I think it's really important, household items. We always say practicing household items, like food, for instance. What me and Dallas used to do is we had these little, what do you call those little post-its?
Post-its, yeah.
And one of our teachers, Miss Shirley Pruden, Mrs. Shirley Pruden, she came over one time because I just had our daughter, and she had all these post-its, and she put them on all different things in our house. That way we seen them every day, and that's how we learned to say them. So I'm going to share a couple of food words I think are really helpful for all of our language enthusiasts out there. There are things that I'm pretty sure we all have in our fridge or cupboards or whatever. So we're going to go over. The first one we're going to do is bread. Bread. Actually, it's the same thing that we call banik, eh?
Yep, same thing, yeah.
Bagwesagan.
Bagwesagan.
Yeah, bagwesagan is bread or banik. You know, we call banik bagwesagan too. Bagwesagan. Igwa, this is one of my favorites to hear our kids say, milk.
Milk.
Tutusapoy.
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 Milk is like a drink, I guess, that comes from the tutus.
Tutusak.
Tutusapoy.
Tutusapoy, tutusak.
This is probably one of your favorite words to say. Meat.
Oh, yes, meat. I love saying this word.
Weas.
Weas.
It's funny because our son, our older son, he's 12 now, but when he first started getting Roblox, Dallas had to make his username on there, and he didn't know what to make it, so he made it we us 1 2 3, and it's still the same. It's still the same username. So so our encounter with the word we us, that's meat though. We us. Egwa, eggs. Wah wah
wah wah
wah wah
wah wah eggs.
It's kind of funny because the next word's really close to that too, and that's potatoes.
Potatoes.
A skip wah wah.
A skip wah wah.
A skip wah wah. There was a cool little skit done by indigenous influencer O'Kyron. And he did that 70s show segment. Yep. Remember that? And yeah, they were talking at Cree and like, oh, wah wah. And a skip wah wah are earth eggs. Because that's what potatoes means. It means earth eggs. A skip wah wah.
Wawa.
Yeah, a skip wawa.
A skip wawa. I have always had a trouble saying that, so I always refer to the other word in slapatak, right?
That's right. That's another word for potatoes. What is that again, Dallas?
Lapatak.
Lapatak. And I know we have people, even in Sad Lake, do you guys have people in Frog Lake with the last name Lapatak?
No.
I know in Sad Lake they do,
though. Yeah, Sad Lake they do in Kihewan, I think.
Yeah, Lapatak. Shout out to all our Lapataks out there.
Like Lou, luscious Lou Lapatak.
Bacon. Here's another cool word. Gugus weas.
I like that word.
Like pig meat?
Yeah. Gugus weas.
Another way to say it, gugus wean. Gugus wean.
Gugus wean.
Gugus wean.
Gugus wean.
It's like weas, but at the end. And that is bacon. That's something like we have almost every morning for our kids.
Gugus weeno.
That's not a food.
Yeah, that's the bacon man. Our piggy man.
Egua tea. Musky guapoy.
Musky guapoy.
And again, breaking down these words, guys, musky guapoy or musky guapoy is like saying musky gi guapoy, like a medicine you drink. Guapoy means something you drink, and then musky gi or musky is the medicine part. Like, you know how tea is made out of like herbs and stuff?
Musky guapoy minigwe.
Mm-hmm. Igwa, this is another word that I think Dallas, he likes saying this all the time, and that is soup, and that's mitsima boy.
Mitsima boy.
Again, you hear that word wapoy in there. Apoy means something you drink. Mitsim is like a food, like eat.
Yeah, mitsim.
So that makes sense, eh? Soup is like a food that you drink.
Or you eat, or whatever. Yeah.
Igwa fish. Genuseo.
Genuseo.
What was that game we played in Loophole's? It was Go Fish.
Yeah, Go Fish.
Or something like that. Do you have a fish? That's what it was called, right?
No, yeah, Genuseoak.
Right. Yeah, yes. Well, but you could play Go Fish in Cree, and we learned it. I need a refresher on that. We'll have to share how to play that game with you guys sometime. Egua, sugar, sawingan.
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 How do you say sugar, mama?
Sawingan, Nigawi.
Yeah.
My sugar mom.
Yeah, my sugar mom. Sawingan, Nigawi. On family allowance on the 20th.
That's like a, and you think of the word sugar, sawingan, and you think of the word that talks about juice and pop and that siwa boy.
Yep.
So, sawin is like the sweet part, like a sweet drink.
Yep.
Sawingan is sugar.
Yep.
Siwa boy is like a sweet drink, and that means juice or pop, right?
Yep. Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Something sweet, yeah.
Egua salt. Siwihtagan.
Sawitagan.
Siwihtagan.
Sawitagan.
No, si.
Si.
Siwihtagan.
Sawitagan.
You're saying
sawitagan.
Moya. Sawitagan. Sawitagan.
Salt.
Oh, this is kind of a hard one. It's always been a hard one for me to say, and that's pepper. Papiskumina.
Papiskumina.
Yeah, papiskumina is pepper. Skumina.
And then you would just
so hear, I would be like, in our relationship, I would be the sawitagan, and yeah, you would be the papiskumina. Salt and pepper.
Skumina.
Butter. Oh, this is skumina. This is a good one too. Butter. Dudusa boy pe mi.
Dudusa boy pe mi.
Dudusa bo pe mi.
Juice pe mi, I would say.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say it because I'm reading these ones.
Yeah.
But it's tutu sapo pe mi.
Yeah.
Tutu sapo pe mi, which is like
tutu sapo pe mi. Yep. Yep.
Milk fat. Pe mi is fat. Speaking of the word fat though, like you think of bear grease, and that is mascopami, which means like a bear fat. So pe mi is probably like the fat part. The next one I want to share though is emiguans. This is a real, I like saying emiguans, and that is spoon. Spoon is emiguans.
Emiguans.
And that's like a small, referring to like a small spoon, not like a ladle, but like a little teaspoon or a tablespoon. Emiguans. That's why you hear that at the end.
Yeah.
It's emiguanis, because emiguan is like a spoon.
Yeah.
Emiguans is like a little spoon.
Oh, it's emiguans.
Oh, this is a really hard one to say, but I love sharing this word too. I know you know how to. I'm going to test that Dallas to see if he remembers how to say it, but pay attention.
I know what
this
you're going to say.
This is fork.
Tetatapawino.
No.
Chapapanis.
No, it's chistaisepwagan. It's like a little fork, like a little pitchfork.
Chistaisepwaganis.
Dallas could never say that, but for those of you learning, it's chistaisepwaganis.
Holy smokes.
That's fork. This is an easy one though. Like we're talking about things you see in the kitchen. Next one is knife. Mogamon. That's like a knife that you would cut like vegetables or potatoes with.
Yeah, like a knife. You know, that you cut knife, stuff with.
But the small knife is mogamans. Yeah, mogamans.
And like you would use that for like cutting like butter and on your bread.
You know, like on a bread. This is a kind of a hard word to say, the next one, and that's dish or plate, because if you say it wrong, it sounds like you're saying stinky, and that's we are gun. Yeah, we are gun is dish or plate, but there's a way if you say it wrong, it sounds like you're saying something stinky.
I'm so stinky. Wing text, I guess you would say.
Another one is the last one I want to share for the, you know, household kitchen stuff is cup.
Mini guantigans.
You hear that, the word in there, mini gua? That's like the drink.
Yep.
Mini guantigans is like a small little thing that you drink out of. Mini guantigans.
Mini guantigans.
Mini guantigans.
Mini guantigans.
Not like Dallas. So if you guys are listening at home, copy me.
Don't listen to me. Mini guantes.
Mini guantigans.
Mini guantigans. Boy, man.
You got it, see? When you do that, yeah, when you put on that thick accent, yeah, that's when you get it.
Mini guantes.
Close.
I was showing
mini guantigants.
Mini guantigants.
Mini
guantigants. Mini guantigants, mini guant.
Moya, that's not how it goes. Holy man. But those are some pretty cool words, right? Like, I know that we used to put labels on literally everything in our kitchen and in our house just when we were first starting. No,
absolutely. You know what, Nawigamagan? Someone at this workshop we did in Sutina asked you, mm-hmm, what is something that could be beneficial for them to learn the language. And that's the first thing you said, because I was kind of looking at you too. I wonder what she's going to say. And then you said that putting labels on items and repeating them every day. And I thought household, that was...
Especially, yeah, with your kids. And it's really easy to be discouraged. And we talk about that all the time on the Cree Chatter Hour, how it's easy to be discouraged to learn our language because you don't want to sound funny. You don't want to say something wrong. And that's just something that's real hard to get over. And I think people need to realize that we all move at our own pace when it comes to learning language. You could be a fast learner and confident, or you could be somebody who needs to take their time and, you know, want to make sure that you say, that's like what we are. Dallas is a fast speaker learner. He'll go ahead and just start gunning off like the words he knows. Me, I want to make sure I pronounce them right. Yeah. And it goes to show how everybody's different. And I think it's just really important. If you are a fluent speaker out there listening to this, you know, it means a lot when fluent speakers are real encouraging, you know. Yep. And I think one misconception that new learners have is that when a fluent speaker is correcting them, that it's not coming from a negative place. They want to correct you so you could say it right, and then that's how they're helping you. Yep. You know.
And I think it's like, for me, I'm trying to understand too, like how you can make conversation with certain people, right? Mm-hmm. So we were talking, we went to this Matutsan, right, this sweat in Sutina, and we the first time we ran into this man, his name was Alvin Manitopis. Mm-hmm. And I never knew, I've always seen him on Facebook, but I never knew who he was.
He's
in person.
He's the father to Dylan Tatusis, who's, yep, the Cree Coffee.
Yep.
It was really cool to meet his dad, though.
It was. So, and I just see him sitting there talking. Once in a while, he would say a Cree word, and I thought, oh, is this guy Nihio? And I didn't know, right? So right there, as a learning speaker as myself, Nawigamagan, I asked the questions that I knew how to say, right? So I asked him, Kiniyawantie. Right, and right away that sparked our conversation. They said, oh, yeah.
I know, and then when I walked, yeah, in, you guys were just, yeah, speaking.
So, and then I talked about, you know, Tantio Chigia, right? Then he told me, right? And then I said, these are just words I learned, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Then I seen him there. So now I'm asking him, well, I wonder where he lives. So I said, Tante Guigan. Then he said, in Calgary, right? And so these are kind of like little convos, right? And I was like, then, so he wanted to know who I was. So I told him who I was, right? Dallas Waskat Natsiga. So I got to say this line, Aiksagega no Chinia. And I said, oh, Stoy Mao. He said, then he was asking me, you know, who my parents were. Then I, yeah, told him who my late grandfather was, and that's who he knew right away. I said, Nimusum Pan Pete Waskahad. Oh, and Stoy Mao, and Stoy Mao. So that was our convo, and it was so wonderful. I was so excited in the Wigmagan to speak, yeah, that with him, because that's all my learning that I've been learning.
And that's why we share words here, phrases, because they do come in handy. Yeah. We've done conversational Cree in this thing. And look at you had a full-blown conversation, yeah, with a more fluent speaker because of the stuff that we've learned. And yeah, it does take time. And remember, all of our language learners out there, everybody learns at a different pace, and just practice as much as you can and don't be afraid. We always say that gaini peo said, don't be shy. Yep. You guys speak the language. The collective goal of all of us, I hope to one day, you know, gawe nihiwe tan, that we all speak Cree again. And it's going to be, it's beautiful. Like just witnessing that, you holding that conversation with that Na Bill we met down there for, yeah, that Matutsan, that sweat lodge in Sutina. That was cool. And, you know, yeah, what are the chances that you're going to meet another Nehyo in a Dene community, yeah, you know, for a sweat, yeah, of all things. And it was really cool. Yeah.
And I even got to call him Nitsi Xenis, right? Because he's a young elder, right? So, and he really liked that. So, and these are words that we learn. And I know you had made mention about this Nawigamagan, to learn one word or two words a, mm-hmm, day, and just continuously find a word and learn it and then use it.
And don't be afraid, you know, and there's no right or wrong way on what words you have to learn. Even if it's just something that sparks your interest, maybe you're more interested in learning how to pray or learning how to greet people or learning how to put together songs or household items, Find something that sparks your interest and practice those words one at a time, two at a time, three at a time, whatever you feel comfortable. Don't feel overwhelmed because the work, any work is good work when it comes to learning Nehiyawewin, the Cree language. I do know that we're going to share some songs right after these next messages, so stay tuned for that for some more Cree Chatter Hour.